Hey, not too bad, not too bad. Yeah, actually just got married over the weekend, so I was out on, I think it was Thursday.
Good morning, this is Greg.
This is Greg?
Yeah.
Hey, Greg, this is Tyler with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. Had a good little 4th of July. I'm not complaining. I'm actually calling to follow up on a pre-approval we had sent you. It's looking like it was about 2.5 weeks ago now.
Okay.
Based on some prior financing you had done with PNC Bank in 2013. Is any of that ringing a bell by chance?
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, it was based off some, again, lending history and your DNB credit profile, but I just wanted to call and let you know that you had gotten pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital for right around, looks like, $250K. I just kind of wanted to see what you kind of had planned coming up this quarter, maybe looking to bring on some new equipment or some new projects you were looking to take on, maybe needed some additional capital.
What kind of interest rate would we be looking at?
I mean, that's kind of going to depend on what you look like on paper and what it was you were looking for. Was it more on the equipment side or the capital?
The equipment side.
Okay. What was it you guys were maybe looking to bring on?
I mean, I got a new trailer ordered, so that'll be coming on. But, you know, like right now I'm paying like 3.5% interest.
Mm-hmm.
So can you beat that? Or, you know, I mean, if you're going to be at 4%, there ain't no use us even talking, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally get that. I can't give you a specific number right now, but, I mean, it's just going to kind of depend on the situation. You said you were bringing on was it a trailer?
Yeah.
Was it just one that you were looking to do, or was it?
Yeah, just one. Yeah.
And what was that? What was that running you guys?
About $35,000.
$35,000. Okay. And you said, are you still using PNC Bank then for financing, or?
Yeah.
Okay. So did you already go to them about the new trailer that you were looking to pick up, or was this something that you recently started tackling?
No. I just, I'm working with a line of credit, so I can fluctuate, you know, along the way.
I gotcha. Okay. Hold on one second. Line of credit. Okay, I gotcha. And then when did you think that you were going to be getting this trailer? Was it going to be coming in this week, next week?
No, December.
Oh, okay, it's not coming on until December. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Were you looking maybe to just handle the finance side of that now, just so that was kind of set in place for when...
I'm not even worried about it. I'll just, you know, take it off my line of credit.
Okay. And do you kind of have a vendor that you're using right now?
For the trailers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I buy Great Dane.
Great Dane, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you used them before?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, okay. A bunch of times.
I see. Good relationship then.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know you said you threw out that 3.5% number. If you want, I actually have a senior associate here. He can kind of just kind of break down more what we can offer for you. I just kind of want to give you a more realistic approach for what it is we can do for you. Do you mind just holding 1 second here while I get him on the phone?
Okay.
I appreciate it. Hold on 1 second.
Hello, is this Greg?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Greg, my name's Sam. I'm, helping Tyler out. I'm a little more. Been doing this a little longer than him. See if I can, give you some good feedback on what you're looking for. He says you're looking for is it a new trailer?
Yeah, I got a new trailer on order.
Okay. What type of trailer is it? What do you do with it?
It's a van trailer. I haul feed with it.
Oh, well, okay, I gotcha. Now, is this going to be an additional trailer to what you already have?
Yeah, replacing one of the older ones.
Oh, I gotcha. Nice. Nice. All right. And you said you're looking for new for about 35. You always go new on the trailers, or you ever pick them up used?
I try to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to go new ones.
Cuts a lot of the headache out of it, too.
Yeah.
All right. And then he tells me that you're looking to go through a vendor that you've worked with before. Is that the case?
I always buy from the dealer. But, you know, I have a line of credit with my bank that I work off of.
Okay, nice. And what do you primarily use the line of credit for? Do you use it to buy
this type of thing?
All right, nice. That's always not too bad. Now, how large is that line of credit?
$175,000.
Okay, $175,000. And how much of it do you have available to you?
Oh, I think I have close to 50.
Okay. All right. Just like to have a good idea on that line of credit. You know, it's nice to have it all there. You don't always want to use a full percentage of it, just because once you get over, you know, about 50% of that utilization, then the rates that you start paying going forward on new purchases go up a little. So it's always good to, you know, examine all your options. Does the vendor that you're working with, do they offer financing for the equipment?
Oh, I don't even know.
Okay, yeah. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they'll they'll kind of, you know, refer you off to a third party that they kind of work with. It's like their preferred vendor. Sometimes they get a little, you know, little benefit from doing that, passing them some business. But we work with, you know, all sorts of vendors. Have you looked into financing for the trailer in December yet, or are you just kind of kicking stuff around for now?
No, I'm just going to work off my line of credit.
Okay, I gotcha.
You know, I mean, I already got the money available, so it's not like I'm even worried, you know?
Sure. Now, have you thought about budgeting for, you know, a monthly payment on the trailer at all?
No, I just pay whatever I have available as I move along.
Okay, I gotcha. Because, you know, on our end, we would be able to offer you there's a couple different options, but really, as far as equipment goes, it's one of our better programs for equipment financing. We do, you know, traditional financing. We set you up on a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments. The rates typically start in the mid single digits. So if it's, you know, a situation where you want to keep that, you know, a good chunk of your line of credit available, you don't want to overutilize it, go over 50% on the usage. Sometimes it's a good option to go ahead and set it up, you know, traditional financing, monthly payments. You can kind of spread it out. You're not over leveraging the credit. So it's an option that we could offer to make available to you.
Yeah. The only thing I would be interested in, I'm about 3.5% on my line of credit.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, if you're talking like 2.5%, you know, I would say we could continue talking, but other than that, there's no reason for me to switch.
Sure. And, you know, yeah, completely understand where you're coming from. I mean, 2.5, to be honest, I don't want to give you, you know, any, you know, false expectations, anything like that. Two and a half percent, we're not going to be able to do 2.5%. But for something for you to consider, we wouldn't be too far over that 3.5. We usually start in the mid-single digits, so around 4% is usually the starting point. Now,
Well, that would be too high then, you know, because like I'm already lower than that, so I've got a good deal. Yeah, don't even want any more.
Yeah, no, and just something to consider, you know, on that line of credit that you have. I know it's 3.5%, but something you need to also take into account is the utilization. If you're going to put,
not really worried about that right now.
Okay, yeah. And I mean, even if the money's there, you know, if you're going to put this on that line of credit and it puts you up over 50%, now the next time you turn around and you purchase something, the interest rate that you're going to get on that piece is going to be higher because of that utilization. So
No, because I just work off the line of credit. I mean, they don't even know what piece I'm buying.
Oh no, I see. You go ahead, pay it in full, and then pay the line of credit.
Correct. Yeah. So there's nothing to worry about as far as utilization either.
No, I got you. That makes sense. Just trying to hash out all the options.
Yeah.
There. It is. And how often do you, you know, add equipment? Is it like once a year, or what's it look like?
Yeah, I'm going to say 3 times a year.
Okay. All right, nice. And then do you use the line of credit for anything else? Do you have to ever?
Not really. That's pretty much what I use it for.
Okay. I'm sorry, what type of business do you have?
It's a trucking company.
Oh, okay. I see. All right, nice. And how long have you guys been in business over there?
Oh, 20 years.
Oh, 20 years. Nice, yeah.
Yeah.
And then another question, how does your personal credit look? Is it good? Is it good
or
bad?
Yeah, I'm in good shape.
Okay, all right, yeah. You know, the reason I ask, when it comes to financing equipment, if this is something that's going to come up again in the future, just so you know what your options are. A lot of the factors that we take into consideration when we are, you know, finalizing a rate for you are going to be kind of the type of equipment that you have. So a truck or a trailer or something like that, that's always really strong equipment. You're looking at the
right.
lower end of rates to begin with on that. The other two factors are your personal credit and then your time in business. So, you know, you seem to have
right.
both of those being in a pretty good situation.
Right.
So what you would have our A programs available to you if the situation does come up where it would make sense for you to use some financing and not use the line of credit. So if you're in a
right.
situation where you're going to be adding it, you know, in a couple months and you're looking at another piece where you don't want to tack it onto there, or if you want to add multiple pieces at once, if you're looking at some growth. It's definitely
yeah.
something that I think we would have some numbers that would be very close to what you are already working with.
Okay.
And it, you know, a lot of times it can make sense if you have some growth plans or you want to take on something a little larger than what you're doing right now at the moment.
Right.
I think to give you some honest feedback on, you know, if you're looking at just one trailer right here and be done with it and not looking at anything else with the line of credit that you have, how much you have available and what you're paying on it, you know, the benefit that we have here would be negligible at this point. But if you're looking for a little more, then there's definitely something that we could bring some value to for you. You follow me with that?
I'm not really looking to do more. So, I mean, yeah, I got plenty of working space right there with my line of credit. So, yeah, I think we're good. You know, I don't believe you're going to be able to do anything for me.
Okay,
you know?
Absolutely. Now,
yep.
You know, and no harm, no foul. We really like to just give some good advice and find what works best for you. If it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense, you know.
Yeah.
What we can do is we'd like to stay in touch, you know, and, you know, if different opportunities do come up, we'd like to see if we can help you out with it. You've kind of, basically the way you came across Tyler's desk over here is you had some past borrowing through PNC where you have a strong borrowing history. And then your D&B credit profile was filtered through kind of our analysis department. And you've kind
okay.
of been identified as a strong business, somebody that we'd like to do business with. So we'd like to stay in contact. If something does come up in the future that we can offer something, we'd love to do it.
Okay.
Another question for you. Are you ever in the need of working capital, any extra cash, as opposed to just equipment?
No, not really.
Okay, because it's also something that we do. But yeah, we'd like to stay in touch. What we'll do is maybe give you a call maybe once every quarter just to touch base, you know, see how things are going. And if you have any questions, we'd love to help you out too.
Yeah, if you want to make that once a year, that'd be fine.
Okay, that's fine. I'll go ahead. I'll make a note of it.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right.